Blog Talk Radio. Has anyone ever told you you dream too big, that you have too many ideas, that you need to be realistic? What if there was a career and lifestyle that you could completely design yourself that enabled you to do what makes your heart truly sing and helps millions of people benefit from what you have to offer? One that provided you with all the money you need to thrive, not just survive. That is the life of an enlightened entrepreneur. Welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show, dedicated to the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened entrepreneurs worldwide, with your host, Mariana Cooper, founder of Aha Moments, Inc. and ahamomentsinc.com. Her motto, "Oh yes, you can have what you want, and you deserve it too." Join us for the next hour and learn to trust your aha moments to lead the way to a passionate and purposeful life. And now here's your host, Mari.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened beings worldwide. I'm Mari, and happy Tuesday. We are at the last weekend of the summer. I can't believe we're coming. I'm already talking about the weekend. It's just Tuesday, right? So can you tell? I'm working really hard. And I haven't really had any days off. So I was supposed to take the entire month of August off. It has not happened. And I was just talking to someone else about that earlier today. We're saying, I'm going to take the whole week off and just forget about it. Entrepreneurship is just, it has a whole life of its own. So, yes, we are at the last Tuesday before Labor Day. We are in a waning moon. So that means that if you are feeling tired, it's for good reason. We have the energy. It's kind of like the tide is out right now. You know, it's the last dog days of summer. A lot of kids are already back in school in various parts of the United States. On the East Coast, they don't start till next week. So it's kind of our rhythm here in this region is very slow. It's just, you know, you kind of don't want to work. It's like the week between Christmas and New Year's where you just are like, why am I working? Why am I doing this? But, you know, the show has to go on. So we are. But with the waning moon, you have the moon is getting smaller and smaller each day. So it's not a big time for manifesting and bringing all the big stuff in. Although things can, you know, certainly happen. It's much more of a time for doing your research, for tying up loose ends, even for cleaning out, clearing out, and things like that. But when we get on after the next new moon and after the Labor Day weekend, as far as, you know, the U.S. is concerned, we get right into September, like middle of next week, you'll start to feel the energy start to kick in. And by the time we get to the middle of September, it's going to be full force. And I think October, November is going to be really, really powerful months energetically. You know, this is a different energy this year because after that solstice we had in December of last year, we don't have like an Armageddon thing looming over, you know. So there's not this big crescendo of what's going to happen to us going on. So it's a really interesting time now leading into the holidays without all of the blue, you know, all the extra halo of confusion and aggravation and fear and all that. So we kind of got rid of that. And now it's really sort of a clean slate for creating. Tonight what we're going to be talking about is creating windfalls. And when I say windfalls, like when I say windfalls of abundance, what I mean by that is not just, you know, yeah, I know everybody goes immediately to the lottery, you know. I know she's going to talk about how to hit the lottery. Well, that's one type of windfall, yes. But what I was really referring to is windfalls in most of your life categories, kind of, and when I say that, I mean good things happening in several categories of your life at one time. So that's a windfall of abundance. Now, of course, that can translate into a windfall of money, meaning unexpected money coming to you. That can also be unexpected shifts, happy shifts in relationships. That can be, you know, happy shifts in your business, in your career, in your family life. It can be in your health, you know, nice jump forward for you if you're in a healing process. But when we talk about windfalls, we're talking about multiple life categories going well simultaneously. Now, the opposite of that, we've talked about on the show in the past, which is called the dark night of the soul, where we have those categories, those basic life categories, you know, relationship, money, career, business, parenting, health, you know, those are some of the bigger categories, you know, your work, life purpose, and all that. When you have tough stuff happening in more than three categories at one time, it's called the dark night of the soul. Like, you know, maybe like one of your parents passes away, and then you lose your job, and you're getting a divorce, and the dog dies, and the hamster, you know, dies, and the kid decides it's not going to talk to you for 6 years, and you know, all that kind of stuff. That's the dark night of the soul. That's like a big transitional phase. That's a phase that usually kicks us into a crossroads. Well, most people, if you're, especially if you're past the age of like 20, late 20s, you've experienced something in that range, you know, something somewhat of a dark night of the soul. 27, we have what's called a Saturn return, which I won't get into that tonight. We'll get an astrologer on the show to explain all about that at some point. But it's kind of a cycle where every so often, every, you know, few decades, you'll have this Saturn return, which is kind of like this cleansing year. And it's a really tough year. And a lot of people really kind of lose it. And when I say lose it, they really, there's a lot of depression. There's a lot of, you know, really harsh energy and difficult times. It's more, it's like you're kind of like you're coming up. It's like your dues paying here. You know, a lot of people, actually, a lot of young people, when they hit that 27-year mark and the Saturn return happens, they will, you know, sort of very, what's the word, like kind of like take a hatchet to relationships, quit jobs. Some of them commit suicide, like James Dean and Bob Marley, and several of them, of these big, I think it was, what's her name, Amy Winehouse? Oh, gosh, I hope I didn't say that wrong, because I don't follow all these guys, but that was like kind of like the time when they really went through their dark times and decided to leave. It was in that age range of the Saturn return and that 20-something Saturn return. It happens again, I think, in the 50s. And, you know, so I don't want to don't quote me on all of that just yet, because I want to make sure I get it accurate. But that's the general idea, right? So that's the dark side. But on the light side, which we never really talk about because people think that windfalls are flukes, on the lighter side, the opposite, the polar opposite of the dark night of the soul is a windfall of abundance. And that is having really good things start to happen in several life categories at a time. So it's not just one thing. You'll hear it when somebody says, oh, I got tapes, and then, oh my gosh, it's amazing, I got a new job, and then we're buying a new house, and now I have this gift registry, and now I have everything I've ever wanted, and, you know, oh, and now I'm pregnant. And, you know, it's kind of like that flow. You people kind of hit that ground and hit into this period of flow in the world. So, well, there are ways to influence this flow. Now, if you are in a hard part of your astrological chart, and I'm only saying this because I've been through this, and any Saturn things are swimming around in your chart, like there's this thing called there's a Saturn return, and then there's another thing where Saturn sits like in your house of money, and it's like for 6 years that happened to me. It's like, oh my God, no matter what I did, it didn't work. And then when that lifted, Saturn went into like retrograde for 6 months, so that was another 6 months in hell. But then after that, things started to do that. And so, but during that time, the amount of lessons I learned and the dues paying and the, you know, just kind of getting your butt kicked and constantly picking yourself up by your bootstraps and going and doing anyway and overcoming and all that stuff makes you really strong for the time that I'm kind of in now, where things are starting to really come together and being huge. Massive shift in various life categories all at the same time. Like some of my friends are looking at me like, whoa, what's going on? What's going on? You're going to be an overnight success, and it only took you, you know, two decades. But that's the kind of shift. So that's what I wanted to talk about tonight, is how do we actually create a catalyst to opening the gateways to these windfalls of abundance. And we're going to go through that right after we do a little bit of housekeeping. And, of course, we're going to be doing some readings tonight. I see a lot of you are on the lines already, so thanks for calling in. And if you want to call in, you can talk to me. You can at 347-215-9485. So it's 347-215-9485 if you want to call in with a question. So let's just get to housekeeping, then I'll get into this windfall thing, and then we'll start taking some of your calls and Gina is on tonight. She's going to be working the boards for me tonight, so we're going to see if we can get through our commercial break without blowing up the studio. So we'll see if we can get through that. If not, we'll just keep talking and skip commercials. We'll see. So anyway, as far as housekeeping is concerned, we have a couple of big things coming up. Next, in 2 weeks, we start Karen Abrams, the Theta Healer, Master Theta Healer, Karen Abrams. She's going to be starting her class on divine abundance. So that's, you know, we're really kicking into this abundance thing for the fall, which is really exciting. She'll be starting the week after Labor Day, so that Wednesday after Wednesday, I think it's like the 11th or something. And then Rudy Hunter is going to be coming back, and he's going to be doing his advanced class. So if you took the Power Boost, Midsummer Power Boost class with us in July, then you are eligible to take the advanced Power Boost class with Rudy and I. And that's going to be on starting on Monday night, September. I'm just going to look at a calendar here. September 9th. 16th and 23rd will be Rudy's class, and September 11th, 18th, and 25th will be Karen's class. So for Rudy's class, if you'd like to sign up for that, we actually put up our page today. I will say this, you have to have had the Power Boost class to be eligible to take this advanced class. Please don't sign up unless you either have participated in the live class or you've bought the audio course of the Power Boost course, because if you have not, you won't be ready for the energy transmission of this advanced class. Okay, so the links to the first class are on this page, and I'm going to announce it. I guess I'm going to let Gina just Skype me and tell me what the page link is again for Rudy's page, and then I'll announce it, because I don't want to give it out wrong. I think it's Power Boost too, but I just want to make sure. So Rudy's class will start in September, and we have Karen's class starting in September. And then September 29th, mark your calendars, because that is going to be our next fall, the autumn version of our World Telesummit 2013. So I'm booking some amazing speakers, and you'll probably go for about 2 or 3 weeks. I haven't figured that out yet, because we keep getting more people writing and sending books. And can I be on the Telesummit? Can I be on the Telesummit? And if there's somebody you'd like to see on the Telesummit, please send us an email at support@ahamomentsinc.com, because I'd love to know, if there's any speakers that you have found to be very inspiring or that you really enjoy hearing from. I'd love to hear what you guys would hear next. That would be really helpful to me, as well as guests on the show, because we're booking into the late fall for this show too. All right, so I think that's enough for housekeeping. We'll get you that page link in a little bit, and let's get into this windfall thing, and then we're going to start taking some of your calls. Again, the number to call in is 347-215-9485. So a lot of people think that a windfall is something that's just haphazard, out of the blue. There's no control over it. You know, it's just the lucky people get it. And actually, that partly is true in the sense that's one type of windfall. But when we're talking about the windfalls that I'm referring to, we're talking about flow. We're talking about connecting into your own infinite self, your own greater energy, and allowing that to have a much bigger space to come through for you. The infinite version of you, we have that embodied version of ourselves, and then the bigger infinite version of ourselves, which just, you know, if we take it from that side, so if we take it from our infinite self, our big, greater self that encompasses all of our lifetimes and all of our, you know, soul journey and all that stuff, a little piece of that infinite being decides to have an incarnated lifetime and take on a physical vessel, physical body for a period of time. And so there's a piece of you that comes in the body, but there's a much bigger piece of us that's not in the body. It's actually on the outside of our body as our energy now helping us to navigate the world. So we have, we get our inspiration from the infinite self. We get our information from the infinite self, all the INs. We get our intuition from our infinite self. And so this is when you communicate with that portion of you, this is when you can start to receive the information that creates that sense of a windfall, that sense of connection in multiple categories of your life simultaneously. So the thing that blocks us, there's a lot of things that will block us from hearing the voice of our infinite self, or that intuitive voice, that voice of inspiration, that voice of connection. And there's four categories that we can become kind of gunked up in and block our ability to receive from that greater part of ourselves. There's the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the energetic. Those are all different types of clutter that we can have in our, you know, in our world. And so, and most of us have something in each of those categories. Now, when we have those, then it trips off a whole kind of backward spiral of things. So if you have like physical clutter and you feel really stressed out by it, then that kind of blocks you, and that block starts to, you know, block the flow of your energy, right? It might make you feel stressed out, even if you're not thinking about it. It might just make life hard for you to navigate through your car, through your house, through your office, that kind of thing, harder to find things, et cetera. It might, you know, drum up some other emotions and things like that. Your energetic, your mental clutter is when you have something really heavy on your mind. You're kind of in your head about it. You're spinning. You're analyzing, and kind of sort it out without really taking in the energetic contributions that can help you to sort it out a little bit easier. So that we call it being in your head. When you have emotional clutter, that's when you have all those, like, you know, feelings of depression, grief, anger, melancholy, those types of things. And then your energetic clutter is when you literally, in your auric field, that kind of energy around your body, you can have attachments to other people. It's like codependency, even though it's a physical, kind of even a mental and emotional block. Codependency can also be an energetic block where you've kind of got a cord in someone and you're trying to pull their energy and try to plug into another person instead of your own infinite self, you know, instead of that God energy, the source energy, or your own infinite energy. So when we plug into somebody else and want them to make us happy and think that if they just behave the way we want, we can officially be happy and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that's when you have that energetic clutter. Okay, other people can do that to you too. This is called having cords, energetic cords, negative cords. So when you have all this stuff going on, it makes it very difficult for you to receive anything. So that's why, you know, a lot of people can go, you want to go on a diet, or you want to, you know, lose weight and look great, or you want that one fall of, you know, want flow for your money, not even necessarily the lottery, but just like the kind of job that you'll love. You want that relationship, that soulmate relationship, that twin flame, whatever you want to call it. And it feels like you're kind of trudging around in the mud. It's because a lot of times there's clutter in all those categories. There's so much clutter in all those categories. And if you're not sort of cleansing it on a continuous basis, you can really block your ability to receive. You kind of, you know, it's kind of having too many weeds in the garden. So how do you deal with this? Well, this is when you take a look at all of this, okay, one of the things, the most important thing to do is to be able to identify what it is that's cluttering up the world, and recognizing the connection between decluttering and receiving, opening to receive. So what we call this, and I had one of my mentors, I was listening to her speak about this, and I've talked about this before, but it was amazing when she said, you know how sometimes you'll hear something over and over again, and then somebody says it one way, and you're like, oh, that's it. And when I was listening to her, I said, you know, I'm going to talk to my audience about that, because the way she phrased it was so brilliant. And she says, what are you tolerating in your life? That if you didn't have to tolerate, would create a whole open field for receptivity. So meaning, what are your tolerances? If you look, what are you tolerating? Are you tolerating a missing button on your coat? That just is annoying. You keep going, you know, you keep saying, okay, I'm going to put the button on the coat. I'm going to get to the button. But you don't, right? So you just, each time you go to put on your coat, it's the button's missing, and you tell yourself, so you had another thing you added to do it. Or maybe it's that junk drawer in the kitchen and you can't find anything. So you end up having like four Phillips head screwdrivers because you just keep going out buying a new one because you can never find the, you know, the one that you already have or the three that you already have. These tolerances can stack up in all different categories of your life. Maybe it's, you know, getting your taxes done, or maybe it's negotiating debt, you know, with your credit card company, or it's balancing your checkbook, or it's getting the tech nails clipped so they stop tearing up your furniture. You know, there's all different categories of tolerances. And what was so interesting to me is when she said, if people around your house and you look at the piles, what are you tolerating? What are you tolerating in your home? What are you tolerating in your car? What are you tolerating in your relationships, whether it's with a significant other or with your kids, or, you know, even your work relationships, your friendships? Okay? What are you tolerating, you know, emotionally? If you look at, you know, these different piles, you'll see, if you look from life category to life category, it is amazing how if you take a piece of paper and you start to write down, what am I actually tolerating that I can actually change? Okay, if you're 4 foot, you know, 9 and you want to be 5 foot 11 and you're 35 years old, it's probably not going to happen. So that's something you're tolerating, but you can't change. So we're not talking about that. But what we're talking about is these life categories that you do have the capacity to shift and change. And when you make that list, and then you prioritize that list of tolerances, you just ask yourself to get yourself a nice piece of paper, your print from your printer or your legal pad or your notebook or whatever, and you want to write down a whole laundry list of tolerances. What am I tolerating? And then you want to divide them up into categories. And then you can see, is it more mental stuff in them? Is it physical stuff in my house? Is it emotional stuff? Is it energetic stuff where you're feeling bogged down? Okay. If it's, and of course, more than likely it's going to be your health tolerances across the board. And you don't need to tackle all of them at one time. But here's what causes the windfall. What creates the windfall, the positive windfall, is when you start to tackle these tolerances and eliminate them. And if you go down this list and you start to say, okay, I'm going to sew the button, or I'm going to throw the coat out, I'm going to donate the coat with the button and the needle and thread and get a new coat, okay? You're going to clean out your files, or you're going to clean out that closet where everything's falling down every time you open it. You have to shut the door real fast so stuff doesn't fall on your head, okay? When you start to tackle, first you can tackle the things that don't create a tremendous amount of anxiety and emotion. So that's one way of handling it, you know. And then you can build your way up to the bigger things. Or what I personally do is the opposite. I look at that list and I ask the question, what can I eliminate here that would make the biggest shift in me feeling better? And I will pick the thing that's the hardest on the list, and I will tackle that first. And then that way, it gives me confidence. It gets the worst thing off the list, you know. And sometimes you'll have to do things in stages, right? You can't necessarily go wipe out your student loans, or, you know, maybe you have to set up payment plans for your taxes, or maybe you have to set up, you know, do something with your credit card debt or whatever. And it's going to take time. But having that conversation and opening up the gateways to solutions and saying what's possible here and actually opening up the gateways to solution creates that channel of energy. And you don't have to be perfect for you to get these windfalls that I'm referring to. You don't have to be perfect at all. Actually, I always say it's like the 51% rule. If you're 51% good at this stuff, you're going to see huge changes. 70%, miracle. You feel like it's miracle. Everywhere. Okay? You don't have to be 100%. You know, even the most organized people have their piles that they're tolerating. It's not, you know, the end of the world. But when you're not aware of it and things are just tripping and tripping and tripping, what happens is then you have a few too many tolerances, you know, too many things that you're tolerating, then there's emotions that get kind of stuck, right? Sometimes you're ashamed, sometimes you're depressed, sometimes you're living with an underlying, like I call it the screensaver of anxiety, where it's kind of like, you know, the screen goes dark and then you just have this like idling anxiety all the time. And when you live like that, it's tripping off anxiety into every category of your life. And that's why we have that kind of numbness. We'll feel that kind of numbness where we feel like, you know, I don't feel anything. That numbness is, can really get you into trouble. So what you want to do is make your list, and this is the how-to, okay? You want to make your list. You want to prioritize it. So you do it first by the categories that we talked about, emotional, physical, mental, energetic. And then you want to rank them. So you can say the thing that stresses me out the most, or the thing that I'm most ashamed of, the thing that creates the most emotion for me is this. Circle that thing, the hardest thing to you. Okay? And then you're going to pick which thing you want to tackle, whether it's the small thing, like you want to build your confidence, like the button, or the cleaning out the junk drawer in the kitchen or whatever, fine. Or it's the big thing, fine. Okay? Or it's the thing that you have to break into chunks, fine. It may be that just the step you need is to do a Google search on getting someone to help you with a particular thing, whether it's the weight loss, exercise, whatever, okay? And you're going to take it step by step. But the sooner you eliminate some of these tolerances, okay, let's say you have 10. If you eliminate 5, you are going to see empty spaces in your world where stress used to be. You're going to be cleaning out that garden, okay? You're going to be clearing it out. And that is going to be a magnet to that bigger energy, that greater part of you, the God of your understanding, as my friend Guruji says. That energy, you're going to connect in there, because that energy, nature, if you look at nature never likes to leave things empty. If there's an empty space, nature will fill it with something, okay? So you want to create empty spaces in your world. You know, dump the guy if he's being an idiot. Dump him. Because you have that empty space so that it can be filled up. You can't go to Starbucks with the old cup that you used yesterday with half of it filled with old coffee and then say, I want a fresh cup of coffee in the cup that's still dirty. Right? You need a fresh new cup. You need to empty the cup. And then once you do, in various categories of your life, what you're going to do is create that space. And once one thing trips and it goes really great and you get the confidence, right, and now you've created sort of empty spaces for receiving in other areas of your life, that's when that sensation of the windfall comes, because now you get a big download of new stuff in your physical world, and then, you know, your emotional world goes up because you're feeling so much better about yourself. And then, you know, the mental charge stops. So now instead of spending your mental energy on, you know, criticizing yourself, you're spending that mental energy in a positive direction of how can you create, you know, your new business, or what are the steps to take to, you know, to really strengthen your body and all those good things, you know, or to meet those new people, or to get new friends who are really nourishing and nurturing of you, and vice versa, right? To start that new hobby or whatever. You can start to use that mental energy to work for you instead of against you. Huge difference. And when you start to have these various categories filled in, when you get to the energetic stuff, you're not going to need to be dependent on someone behaving a certain way for you to be happy. You see this all the time. When you start to get comfortable and happy and you've taken charge in your own world in those other categories, your codependency on other people, be they your spouse, your kids, your friends, you know, your coworkers, whoever it is that you've put in a position of power in your world to make you happy or not happy, that will stop. And it's amazing how abruptly it'll stop. And a lot of times without you even thinking it, because then that neediness factor goes away. Okay? So if you have any questions about this, feel free to call in. I'm going to start taking some calls. Gina, let's do a couple calls and then we'll maybe we'll try a break in a little bit. All right, let's see here. Veronica in California. Let's see. Veronica, are you there?
I am. I am here.
Hi.
Thank you so much. Hi, my dear. Thank you so much. And God, such important messages that you have for all of us, really.
Oh, thank you. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad. How are you tonight? And tell me what your question is.
Well, I'm optimistically hearing you and hoping that you will give me even better news. I've been going through a kind of a journey when it comes to my career. I had a very solid and good career up until November 2012 when it came down to a halt. The position gets dismantled and went to it just ended. It wasn't like a bad thing or nothing. I was in peace with it, and I felt I was going to something better and greater. Mm-hmm. However, it's been such a roller coaster finding a new position that will really take me to a stable situation again. I keep getting jobs that either they last only 2-3 days because the person, the hiring manager, was not aware that the position was closed.
Oh, my goodness.
Other one. I just got hired, went through a week of training in San Diego to my return. Yesterday was my first day of work, and when I went in, I was just told that there were changes, and thank you so much, but this is how far we're going to be able to go with you. So it ended yesterday. So, and the other positions that I have had, they were only from the very beginning temp positions. So it's just so draining. When do you see this change in? What do you see moving forward for me? I mean, did you see me finding a job, and when do you see that coming up? I had a great job interview yesterday, by the way. So I'm just keeping my fingers crossed.
I think
applying.
I think what we were just talking about, what I was just talking about, really applies to you, because when we talk about plugging in, where do we plug in our power? Okay, and allowing something to dictate our happiness or dictate our safety. What you're doing is not giving yourself permission to feel safe until you have a job. And as you were talking, right in the beginning of your question, when you were just explaining kind of your story,
right?
I heard the word safety. She's very concerned about safety. You're feeling very unsafe right now. And so when you feel that way, your energy is reading that way. And so what you're doing is magnetically attracting situations that put you in an unsafe, unstable sort of, earthquake kind of movement under your feet, right? Because that's how you're feeling. It's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, if I can just get a job and I can land something, then I can, and I can count on the money, then I will be safe. Then I can be safe. Then I can have security, and then I can be happy and do all these other things. But until then, I have to be miserable and I have to be like freaked out, right? So you're like projecting this freaked out energy into the space. You're getting into these very, this pattern of unstable. And that's highly unusual. I've actually, as the thousands of readings I've done, I've never heard anyone say what you just said. So one of the angels that came in for you as soon as I heard the word safe was Archangel Michael. And Archangel Michael, oh, that's interesting. Okay, I'll get to that second. Archangel Michael is the biggest protection angel you can get. You can call on him, and what you want to do is you want to close your eyes each morning, and you want to program your cells. So every cell, we have 70 trillion cells in our body, and every cell, all 70 trillion of those cells, has their own chakra system. And has their own receptors, energetic receptors. And believe it or not, there's more space in between those cells than there are cells themselves. So that space that's in between all those cells, I know this is getting advanced, but that space is where this energy comes in. So that's where all your infinite energy, the God source, the angelic, all of the helper, heavenly helpers come through those spaces to help you in this physical, those 70 trillion cells. So when the way that you can help yourself to program for better positions is to start programming yourself for safety. So all you do is close your eyes, you take a nice deep breath, and envision this huge column of white light, which is also protective light, coming down over your crown chakra, over the top of your head, going all the way down into the earth. And it's like almost like a rubber tire. It bounces any negativity off. And you can see Archangel Michael as part of that big light that's keeping you safe. And you just want it, like, for about, I don't know, as long as you can do it. I would say if you do it for 60 seconds is the least amount of time. You go 10 minutes, you go 20 minutes, but you just want to literally say to yourself, safe, 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 and I am safe. And then what you can do is you can say safe, and you can say I am safe, because then that's connecting to God energy and the command. And then you can see yourself literally projecting the word safe, safe, safe out into the world, okay? What you're going to see when that happens is now you're working from the inside out. So instead of waiting for a job to give you permission to feel safe, you're commanding yourself to be safe from within. You're connecting to what really keeps you safe anyway, which is that bigger energy. And then you'll start to see these job situations and your relationships and everything else come up in a different way. And once you do that, I don't think you're going to, I think you will have the type of position you're looking for before the end of the year. You're really close. But this is the lesson that you need to learn from that so that you could sustain it. Because it's not a matter of you can't get a job. You get jobs. It's sustainability. It's sustaining them.
But none of them really have ever put me back into where I was. And because I'm a single parent and I'm not even getting unemployment because I was working for nonprofit for such a long time,
yeah,
it does put me in a very stressful situation because I have to provide for my little boy.
Yeah, and this is the best way to do it, is to go from the inside out. So, yes, logically, what you just said makes perfect sense. But energetically, this is what works. Trust me, I know, I've been there. As an entrepreneur, we always lose our... I was a consultant for, I don't know, 15 years. And when I did my job well, I'd always lose my job because then they don't need you. If you do your job well, you finish the project, then it goes away. You know, that's why a lot of people try to keep consulting, you know, keep finding more problems in a company so they can keep the position. But I wasn't like that. So I know all about no unemployment and, you know, all that stuff. I totally relate. I, you know, was in and out of work for a decade and without any unemployment ever. So I get it. But this is the way that you get out of that, okay? You have to do it from the inside out. And this is where the word courage comes in. You have to have courage and make a choice to try it a different way. Then you can always go back to the old way if you want to. But I think you're going to be happy with the result. But give yourself, I would say before November 15th, you should be in much better shape if you do.
Oh, divine Jesus. Yeah,
okay.
Right now my boy is he's out of the country with my parents. I am concerned about even bringing him back, as I even considering leaving him there until this situation sorts itself out. But I don't want to do that. That's very painful. You know, I want my boy back, and he wants to be back too. So I just don't even know how I'm going to manifest that. So. Okay.
Well, I'm definitely going to give it a shot. Give this a shot and then and see what happens. But give it your whole heart. Give it your whole heart and trust. It's a matter of trust now in something, that greater version of you. You know, it's kind of like trying to turn on the light switch, but you're not connected to the electric company when you do it the other way. Okay? So this is going to connect you back into the power grid. You'll see. It works. I know it's worked for me and it's worked for a lot of my clients. So good luck to you, and I hope that was helpful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
Thank you, dear.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. Let's take another caller. How about, this is an interesting name, Alfena in Arizona. Alfena? Is it Alfena? Oh, tell me.
Yes, it's Alfena.
Hi, Alfena. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, what's your question?
I want to know, like, what your insights are into my relationship right now.
Okay, relationship as in boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay. You know, it's interesting because it feels very, very hazy. like I'm not getting any strong emotion. It's almost like there's a numbness or a standstill. Are you having a standstill situation going on? Are you even talking to this person?
No, like we're not at a standstill, no.
Okay. So give me a specific question, because I don't want to start in a hunt and peck, because we're on a radio show and we have like a minute. So tell me, give me a specific question.
Oh, let's see. Well, I'm wondering if our plans for like starting a family is going to be, I'm wondering if it's going to happen within this year.
No. Nope. Get a strong no.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Now.
Yeah. Bye.
What I was going to say is, though, it's more because, and I'm just going to give you this message and then I'll move on to the next person. But it feels more because it feels like there's a communication that's not happening and that both parties are not on the same page, even though it may seem like you are.
We have good communication, and we're both on the same page. He wants to, and I want to, and I really believe it will happen within this year. I just was looking for confirmation, but that's not what you saw. So, I have to stick with what I believe. So,
yep, I would always say go with that. Go with that. What you believe. Okay, take care.
Bye.
Good night. Okay. And here, let me just see here. Okay. So when something like that happens, I'm actually glad that we have just had that call with Alfina, because what happens is someone calls in and they want a very specific, outcome and specific answer. And what I will get, or what any psychic or reader will get, is if all things stay the same, the most probable potential. But there's many, many, many potentials. What you want to do to stay in a powerful position for yourself is to go with what you truly believe for yourself. I 100% stand by what I just said. I absolutely 100% stand by what I just said, and I know what I felt. But it's also, you always have your own free will to choose to believe what it is. And also, you have the power to create whatever outcome you choose to create. So that's something to always keep in mind when you're getting a reading. Okay, let's move on to Carolyn in Canada. Hi, Carolyn, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. I'm here.
How are you?
I'm excited now.
you're what?
Very enlightened. Listen to everything. Oh. Totally understand it. Have been trying to manifest myself a windfall financially.
Mm-hmm.
Have been told that money is a large chunk or a large sum of money is heavy for me to manifest.
Interesting.
Energetically, it is heavy. I have been working so hard volunteering, and I actually took some time off today because I was tired. Thank you about the waning.
Yeah.
Didn't know why I was tired.
Yeah.
But I'm living in a one bedroom apartment. My bedroom has been my storage room because it's so noisy, and I sleep in just basically, it's like I've made it into a bachelor apartment with a great big storage room. And I'm wondering, what's up? What's going to happen financially? I've been listening to my guidance, and I'm being compelled in so many ways. I feel like a balloon that has been stretched out to the limits. And there's
how
days
safe
where,
do you feel receiving from other people?
How safe do I feel from receiving?
Yep.
Okay, this goes back to my volunteer job, and they're very, very good to me. I'm getting to really like it.
Well, it's not a matter of like. That's not the question. That's not the question.
Okay.
What we're talking about is receiving. Because here's the thing. There's a lot of things that are sort of flowing in. The first thing is, by any chance, are you Catholic?
No. Oh, no. I haven't been Catholic for years.
But you originally were?
I was raised Catholic, yes.
Okay. There it is. There it is. Right there. Wait. Let's stop. Okay. So the reason why I'm asking is because Mary, Virgin Mary, came in very quickly when you start speaking. And you can look at her as like a non-denominational. You don't have to worry about it being associated with Catholicism. I was just wondering because it felt like you have a lot of biblical energy around you and lifetimes and biblical times where you took vows of poverty, vows of suffering, and vows of chastity. And that where you were kind of like always the giver, the caretaker, and not ever really receiving. Like it wasn't like a lifetime or several, there were several lifetimes where you were not royalty. Let's put it like that, okay?
Okay.
So your capacity to receive was definitely suppressed. And so it's almost like it's unsafe for you to receive because either somebody can take it away or you're not allowed to be seen receiving when you're serving, you know, the royalty or serving others. You're not allowed to receive. And if you're seen receiving, then you can actually get killed for it in those times. You know, if you were a handmaiden and you were seen getting some sort of favor and you were not royalty, you get off with their head. You know what I mean? So you guys, it's feeling very much like you've had some vows in there that are still stuck. And this whole aspect of receiving has a spin on it for you, okay? And so that's why when Mary comes in, it's about nurturing. Mary is two things. One is about nurturing and nurturing yourself. It's also the feminine, the divine feminine, which is all about receiving and caring and self-care. And then the third thing is she's also for miracles. So you're saying the windfall thing, you want the windfall, you want that big crescendo that's going to kind of save you from you. But if you're living in what you've created is a storage room, there is no nurturing in that, okay? When you're not, there's no, and then when you're not nurturing yourself and you're volunteering all your time so that you're not receiving, I mean, you're receiving emotionally and all that kind of, you know, the good stuff and, you know, the pats and the, oh, thank you so much and the gratitude. But you're not receiving a monetary exchange for what you're doing.
I'm not. What they're doing is they are giving me like a remuneration, like they're giving me credit at the store to create.
Well, that's fine, but that's not the same as an equal exchange. You know, I do a reading, I get paid for the reading. Done. There's no obligation. You know what I'm saying? So what you're doing, you've spun this almost like convent type of clerical almost lifestyle, you know, where you're not in a flourishing environment. You're in a more of a survival mode. And you're looking for some kind of big crescendo to save it, to save you and bring you kind of so that you're afloat, you know? So this is all, this has receiving written all over it.
So I've got to open up my receiving aspect?
Yes, and what I would say is that, you know, like taking that house, and what we were talking about tonight is perfect, taking that house of yours and saying, what is it that you're tolerating that's not nourishing to you? Look at every pile, every box, every whatever you have in that house. And, you know, do you even open the blinds? It feels like dark. I don't know why it feels dark, but they're showing me dark.
Well, that's because I don't have good lighting, and I have my air conditioner in the window.
I do not get
good lighting.
Yeah, it feels so dark in there. It just feels heavy and dark. So it definitely feels like if you can start to just remove some of the stuff that you think you need to store, with you, get a storage unit or something. And also it feels to me, too, like there might be some healing work or something that you can do that you've actually gotten a lot of experience as a volunteer that you could actually start to charge for, not necessarily from that organization, obviously, but from another someplace else, so that you can start to get this, you are worthy, your energy, your time is worthy of an actual exchange that sustains your life and living. That's okay. When you're going to have a much higher capacity to attract that windfall that you're using.
So is there a job there too, or because I've been applying for?
Well, absolutely. If you want a job, I think that there's a fear around that equal exchange for you. And this is where I'm going to give you. Cause I'm going to have to get off because it's just because I have a bunch of other people I have to get to on the call
sorry.
Tonight. But no worries. Here, I'm going to give you the name of the CD. I think you, if you don't already have it, you need to get it. And I would say listen to this for 30 days. And it's Doreen Virtues. I've mentioned this on the call before. It's called Karma Releasing. She has a Karma Releasing CD. Okay, you can get it on Amazon. It's like $4.99
okay.
now. It's really nothing.
Okay.
You got to get the CD, or if you have an MP3 player, you can get it a download. And if you listen to that each day, you can listen to it at night or in the morning. And then there's another one, the Chakra Clearing CD. These are her two classics, and they've been out for over a decade. Chakra Clearing, and Karma Releasing. Listen to one in the morning and one at night. Do that for 30 days. You can even do it for 15 days. We need to shift the energy first, and then you literally are going to one day wake up and say, okay, I'm out of this apartment. And you're going to start to see things shift. But you have to sort of manage it from the energetic part first, and you've been managing it from the physical. Like, okay, I need money, need to apply for a job. Yeah, but if energetically you're saying, I'm not open to receive, I always have to give my time away, I'll die if I receive for what I'm doing because of past life stuff. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then you can't get the job that you really want. It's just you can't because you're blocking it. It's like driving with your foot on the gas and the brake at the same time.
Okay.
So what I want to try to do is get your foot off the brake. And
okay.
that can happen only when you feel safe. So you're another one with Archangel Michael. But Virgin Mary Mother Mary came in for you. She's extremely protective, and she's like the divine feminine protective. Michael is more of that masculine protection, but she's divine feminine protection.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So hopefully that helps. That'll give you, and go get
it
those
does.
CDs. I think they'll really help. Okay,
thank
my
you.
Dear. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's get to another call. We only have, we almost got to the top of the hour, Gina. I guess we're not doing a break. Okay, how about, I like this name, Jetty in Chicago. Hi, Jetty.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your question?
Well, I have been waking up. The last week has been kind of crazy work-wise and just personal life. A lot of activities.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been waking up, and I always wake up like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. But this last week has been just really every night I've been waking up. Well, I guess every morning. And I want to know, what's the significance of it or what's going on?
Are you waking up happy or sad?
I am neutral. I've been working on a lot, releasing a lot of things, and I think I've got a lot of things under control. I'm not waking up scared or lonely or, I'm just sort of waking up, and I am trying to, at that point, kind of program myself where I am with these manifesting happy thoughts.
Right. Okay, well, the reason why I ask that is because there's usually two reasons. One is anxiety, obviously, so we just eliminated that. But the other is that you're kind of being called in as a light worker. And that's one of the big telltale signs that you're being called onto a higher path of receiving and of contribution, getting closer to your life purpose, to that kind of bigger work. Sounds like you're already doing tons of great work with yourself. But this is a time when you're awakened, and this happens to me every single morning, 4:44, 4 a.m. It kind of bounces between 4 something and 5 something, depending on when I actually go to sleep. But it's the time when the veil actually is the thinnest, where you receive spiritual information, and it's the time when your guides really, really want to communicate with you. So this is the best time to pull out a journal. Instead of trying to make the energy do something, They want you to, this is a whole night of receiving. I don't know what it is about everyone who's called in on this call, but here we go again. They want you to give yourself a space to receive information from them. They want to give you those answers at that time in the morning. So get out a journal and do what we call automatic writing, where you're just going to write a question, which can be as simple as in your notebook, you can simply say, what is it that I need to know most right now? And then just, it's going to feel like you're imagining it. It's going to feel like you're making it up, but just start to write. And when you do, after you get through the first few sentences of your own stuff, you can even say, I don't know, Mari says I should do this, but this is kind of stupid, but I'm going to try it anyway. Well, what do I need to know most right now? And you can ask a specific question, or you can, you know, just like you would start any diary, but then you go to that next, you know, level. And you will see that your handwriting will change, that your, the almost sometimes the dialect of how you're speaking on the page shifts. And you'll recognize that it's got your guides, whether it's your angels or, you know, the Archangel Michael, whoever you, you know, you're perceiving. That is why you're getting awakened at the thinning of the veil. That's really what happens. It happens to Wayne Dyer. It happens to Deepak Chopra. It happens to everyone that, you know, Marianne Williams. Everybody talks about it. It's those wee hours of the morning is the time when the veil is the thinnest and the information is the most available for you spiritually. So it's actually a really good sign. It's not a bad thing.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Have a great night. Thanks
you too. Thank
in.
You.
Thanks. All right, everybody. I think, let's see here. Let's try to take one more person, and then we're going to wrap the show for tonight. How about Paula in New Jersey? Hey, Paula.
Hi. Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. What's your question?
Well, actually, I just graduated from a year-long instructional class. I'm very mm-hmm. excited about. Just got my certification. And I'm just curious as whether or not I'm in the right target market for my product.
What's the product?
I was wondering. Well, I'm a health coach.
Okay.
And I live in a 55 and older community, so that
okay.
is my target market.
That's great.
But I've been up against a few obstacles.
Yep.
But this morning I actually received an email from the event planner saying that the trustees gave me an okay to start doing presentations. So I just want to make sure that this is the right course for me.
Yeah, I think you could also go a little younger. I would also, it feels like what I heard was 45. So you might want to include, in addition to, you know, start where you are and test it, but look at it as a test. And then also I would definitely start to look at organizations that are skewing just a little bit younger because
okay.
it's going to give them more, they're, you know, it's like, there's what we call low-hanging fruit, which is kind of like start where you are. It's like the most obvious choice. And then it feels, though, that you're going to diversify a little bit younger because people in that age range that you're talking about are sometimes set in their ways a little bit. And what the kind of changes that a lot of times you have to do as a health coach, you might have better receptivity from somebody who's kind of going from that invincible stage to, oh, yeah, now I think I need to start taking supplements and taking care of my health. I know in the last, like, 3 or 4 years, I've turned into a total, like, OCD with, like, food additives and all kinds of things. I was never like that. I couldn't care less until recently. And it wasn't because I had a health crisis or anything. It was just all of a sudden I just kind of hit a point where I was like, oh, my gosh, all these chemicals. Oh, my God, you know, that kind of thing. So I think that there's a shift that happens for people, and there's that point where everybody thinks they're invincible and they never have to worry about it, and then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, oh, my gosh. And then you wake up, and it's like, oh, GMO, that, you know. And so I think that that happens a little bit younger than 55. I'm talking about for paying clients who are going to pay you for the information. You know,
yeah.
You hit 55, you're already being bombarded by AARP, you're hearing it all over the place, you're healthy, you're healthy, you have a longer shelf life from a client. If you get a little bit young, you can cultivate that relationship and that know, like, and trust factor, know you, like, you trust you, to pay you factor.
Yeah.
A little bit younger. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
But I think you're on the right track, so I would start where you are and then think about if you're going to expand, going just a little bit younger, maybe 10 years younger.
Okay. All right, because, you know, that's interesting because, you know, Facebook gives you calculations on a weekly basis, and the age group that it gave me was 35 to 54, so you're right smack in the middle.
Yep.
Absolutely. So that really just makes sense. So, okay, that's great.
Well, 35, just remember, 35 is the time when women are having those babies, those second, third babies, or they're going into that whole fertility thing and they're freaked out that they're not going to have the babies, and then, or they're getting over the baby fat from the baby. You know, they're kind of still in that zone. And then it goes up from there as far as the health focus. And also, or they've had the babies and they want to stay alive forever to be with the babies. You know what I mean? So there's a lot going on between 35 and 50. A lot. So I think you're in the right spot. And I think you're going to do great. And it feels really, really bright and light around you. So keep going.
Beautiful. Thank
All
you
right,
so
sweetie.
Much, Mari.
Okay.
All
you're
right.
so welcome.
Have a good
Have
night.
Have a great night. Take
you
care.
Too.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Well, I hope this information tonight was helpful to you. It's so easy to create positive flow in your life. And it's funny that we have this whole big conversation tonight about windfalls of abundance, and then we have just about everybody on the call in the space of receiving, you know, and needing that whole, for that to open up. Doing the exercises we talked about at the top of the show will absolutely operationalize this whole idea of opening to receive. So that's the practical things you can do, just making that list and starting to look at what you're tolerating. And just as you do that, and you say, you know, I'm not going to tolerate this anymore. I deserve better. As you say, I deserve better in your relationships. I deserve better in my work. I deserve better in my life, in my home, you know, all those things, my environment. You are telling the universe that you're ready to receive, and all things can come to you so much easier, and the windfalls will show up. So until next week, I'm going to just sign off with my motto, which is you truly can have exactly what you want. You absolutely deserve it too. And in this energy, anything is possible. Have a great week, everybody. See you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to the Aha Moments radio show with your host, Mari. Be sure to visit her blog and website at www.ahamomentsinc.com. That's A-H-A, moments with an S, inc.com. Also join Mari on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ahamomentsinc and Twitter at twitter.com/ahamoments. We can't wait to see you there.